Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Yeah, here we are. We're live from my apartment. Joe's in the warehouse. BBD in the office. It's June 22nd. The Yankees are going for a sweep of the Mariners. They haven't done that in a month. Joe's, how are you?
At the warehouse right now, getting into some work, and met Jeff Passan. That was pretty cool.
What's up with Jeff Passan? Why didn't he join us?
He's dope. He did a whole bunch of stuff. So content coming soon. So make sure you guys look out for that.
Awesome. BBD, how are you?
I'm all right. First real computer F up in a while. So
happens.
We got through it. We're back. Yeah, we're live. Yanks are winning.
Can't complain.
No, right. Can't complain. We're back. We are live. The Yankees are going for a sweep of the Mariners. They have not had a three-game sweep since May 19th through the 21st versus the Reds. So that's nice. I was there last night. Legend seats are as advertised. They are awesome. I did not get a stomach ache. I felt great all game. I ate a lot of shrimp. I ate a lot of red meat. I ate a lot of sushi. It was awesome. So great night last night. Bowers, McKinney, just like we drew it up. Hitting Luis Castillo and Brito pitching a gem. So, yeah, just exactly like we drew it up. Right, Joe's?
Yeah, I mean, what did we get wrong, or what did we get right yesterday? We got we chose over, so we didn't get that right. We got the pitching pack to victory was like Brito pitched great, so that was great. And then we got the homers. I should have picked McKinney. That's a battle. That was my bad.
McKinney's was such Bowers. A blast. Like, I was sitting on the first base line. It was a it was like out before you even knew it. Like, that thing was scorched.
Absolutely.
Yeah, awesome. They're playing so well, and McKinney is in the lineup. So let's read the lineup, Joe.
Let's get the lineup out there, man. This is the lineup that's going for the sweep tonight of them M's that are out of Seattle. LeMahieu, second base. You got Torres at DH. Rizzo, first base. Stanton, right field. He's in the field, fellas. You got Donaldson at third base. McKinney in left field. Bader, center field. Piggy catching on back-to-back. And then you got Volpe, shortstop, Herman on the bump.
I like this lineup. This is like a kind of feeling whole lineup. Like DJ's back from his sabbatical. He's back from timeout. You got Donaldson in, though. I don't know why I even said Donaldson. Sorry. You got Stan in right field. That was my what to watch for before I even saw the lineup tonight, boys. It was Stan. Let's go. Pick it up, man. Like, we've all been defenders of yours. I still am a defender of yours. You have a 900 career OPS in the playoffs. But come on, man. We need you. Judge is out. Play the outfield. Yeah. Start playing it back-to-back games. Start carrying this offense like you still can because you're not washed. Like you still can hit. So I like this. I love that he's in right field. I like this lineup a lot. I would like to see Bowers in there, as crazy as that sounds. I think he's probably the hottest hitter on the Yanks or one of the most imposing guys on the Yanks. But can't really complain because yesterday, Joe, we were dissecting the lineup, back and forth, and they went out and they put up a couple crooked spots on Luis Castillo.
Yeah, a tough pitcher, and they were able to do it against him. So tonight, you know what, come back. And just figure it out. Figure out a way to go 1-0 today, and then that's the important part, man. You got 27 outs to do it. Glaber at DH. Interesting. Some people are viewing him as that now. Quite there yet. You're right. You're dead on about Stanton. We need him to get into the game. We need – you know, the funny thing about Giancarlo is that once he gets going, though, like, he's off. But he needs to just get going. When he's not on, he looks – bad, but trust the process.
Right. It's like with Donaldson. Like Donaldson last night, I was from seeing it from that up close angle. Like he is such a guess hitter at this point in his career. And his legs are like flailing and he's all missed. His timing is so off. And that seems like it's the case with Stanton. Like when Stanton's off, he looks like he's never played the game before. But when he's on, I mean, he can carry a team for a week or two, 10 days. And Yankees can certainly use that. Domingo Germán on the bump tonight going against Brian. Woo! Germán continues to be an enigma, Joe's. 7 earned runs in 2 innings versus Boston last week. Before that, he put together like a couple good performances. I don't know what to expect from Germán. He can easily go out there and throw 7 tonight of two-run ball, or he can throw 3 innings, give up like 6 earned runs, you know, and just kind of implode slowly. So hopefully we get good Germán tonight.
I think we'll get good Germán tonight. You know, you're out there with the sweep, you know. I mean, you're what to watch for with Stanton. My what to watch for is Germán, because it's like you're out here for a sweep, pop, and the offense, you know, you're just going to get just enough offense to win, hopefully. So go out there, figure it out. This guy is going to give us some. He's got like a 7 ERA, right? 7.
Yeah.
0.3 ERA. I don't know how many starts he's had, but they better get their hitting shoes on, and I need Germán to pitch and twirl a jet. I want to get Wandy. I don't know what's going on with Wandy, Pop. Like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah, he wasn't even in the bullpen yesterday. Once again, right. Sitting so close, like being next to the dugout. He was in the dugout the whole game. They were doing that thing where they were throwing the gum and like trying to hit it all night. I was fixated on that, but Wandy wasn't even in the pen last night, or maybe I was mistaken, but I saw him a lot in the dugout. Yeah, we'll get to the pitching path to victory. Yeah, but Wu is it's only his 4th career start. He got smacked around pretty good in his debut against Texas. Pitched okay in his last 2 starts. Right-hander, so Yankees got a few lefties, and I believe he's a right-hander. Yeah, so that's our what to watch for. I want to see Stanton go up. Volpe looked good last night. That was one of your what's to watch for yesterday. Yep. Volpe get on base. Volpe start hitting. Volpe cause havoc. He made a few nice plays in the field. He looks like he's starting to come around.
Then yesterday he got on base, and Castillo was like, "What the hell?" Remember he walked.
Yeah.
And him jumping back and forth at first base had those guys going crazy. That's almost it. It feels like it's almost more hurtful to the other team than the homer, which is weird, that he hit, because that's what actually led to the McKinney homer. Right? Am I right?
Yes, yeah, McKinney homered Bowers. Bowers homered with – one of the home runs came with Volpe on first.
I think that was it. So he was bouncing back and forth. I need that. As a lineup, and the lineup's flipping over again, I need the top of the lineup to get distracted at bats.
Yeah. Yeah. Volpe, I think, is hitting 275 since he got chicken parm with our guy down at the farm, Austin Wells. And he hit a homer last night, made me a genius. We're looking good with the homer draft. We'll get to that, too. Let's path a victory, Joes. I think it's okay. Like Germán. Like, you can pencil Germán in for 6. So we'll start with Germán for 6.
Yes. Yes, Germán for 6. Let's go ahead. We haven't seen Marinaccio. I don't think he came in the game yesterday.
He did not.
We will see Marinaccio in this one. I would like that. Let's go from Marinaccio to – well, we have 6 from Germán, Marinaccio for 7. Canley came out there yesterday.
Canley only threw 6 pitches. He closed the game.
Six pitches?
Yeah.
Are they going to pitch him back-to-back nights? I don't know if they're doing that yet.
They probably don't even have to. I mean, the bullpen's pretty wide open. Like, King, he only threw 14 pitches. King only threw 14 pitches last night. That's like, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but he usually is in there for 30 to 35. They probably won't go to King with Texas looming, but who knows. Marinaccio hasn't gotten to a game in a while. Holmes, I expect to close it out tonight.
Yes.
It's pretty wide open. It's pretty, I mean, Cordero probably won't get in tonight, but a lot of our big guys are available tonight. And Germán, what we can expect from Germán, even if he does give up 4 or 5 earned runs, he'll give you at least 5 or 6 innings.
I think this is a game that Boone should be more aggressive with. I mean, I know you got Texas coming in, but you should be more, you know, go for the sweep. Get that, you know. And I think that with the bullpen as rested as it is, if Herman gets into trouble, let's just say the fifth inning, or he made it through the fifth inning and whatnot, and he labored through them, but you still got the lead or you're so close in the game, go to that bullpen, man, and go get that win.
Yeah, I mean, the bullpen's looking pretty good right now. It's looking rested. Bullpen's been the force of the team. It's been the lifeblood of the team. So, right, yeah, I would lean on it tonight and get that sweep. Every win. They need every freaking win, guys. We need every win. Let's get back to 10 games over. Tomorrow, if they win tonight, it will be 9 games over. And then bring in Texas. Let's see what Texas got. I'm on jump ahead too far, but I'm ready to see what Texas is all about. Yanks playing at home. Looks like they're figuring things out on offense. Oswaldo got called up. Did you see that?
I did not see it. Did not know until right now.
Yeah.
Just became official.
Yeah, Calhoun went down, and I got to laugh. My girlfriend and
he got hurt.
Yeah. I'm not laughing at him getting hurt. My girlfriend and her cousin were seeing Calhoun up close and personal for the first time, and they were like, that's amazing. They were like, the most amazing thing about baseball is a guy can be that short and look like that, and next to Judge and Stanton, and still be a professional baseball player. Like, they couldn't get over Saint like Jack. His size.
Right.
And I was like, "Yep, that's the sport." And that's then he's running down the first, and he's running down the first, and literally, I didn't see anything. Like, I didn't see him like come up lame. He wasn't running like looked like he was exerting himself. He was just running down the first on a routine ground ball, and then boom, came up lame. And now they're talking like 6 weeks, 7 weeks, because he's had this injury in the past, which not great. Like, I like insane. Calhoun.
Hopefully he gets better. Me too. I mean, I picked up for my homer draft pick yesterday. He got a couple of pitches. It didn't really do much with them, but it was – I had the confidence in him to do something. I hope he gets better quickly. It just sucks. It's just funny the way, you know, one guy comes back and it feels like another one goes down.
Man. It's been going on for, like, since, like, 2019. It's unbelievable how it works like that. Like, we thought Florial, but he's not on the 40-man, right, BBD?
Florial not on the 40-man.
Yeah, because it should have been flow time, but that's some more roster configuration. So as Waldo comes up, maybe he gets a look.
And the other guy on the 40-man that was an outfield option is Franchi, who they put on the minor league IL yesterday. So he was not an option. So as Waldo, you're taking it on Oswald to fill in that spot. Those are the healthy guys on the 40-man.
We're even getting hurt down the farm. Isn't Peraza also injured?
He might be. I think he is. You're correct.
Lovely. Joe, you want to try to sing in unison here despite us being in three different locations?
Yeah, let's do it.
One and a two and a three.
Homer draft.
It's
the Homer draft.
I don't even know what that sounded like to everybody at home.
I'm sorry, guys. I don't know what that was.
We like harmonized, like, not even on purpose. We're basically the Dixie Chicks.
Going
take it
in,
away, David.
Going into the final game of this set, Canobio, you are up 2-1, I believe, if my math's correct. So that very much correct. Results up in the air. And Joe's, you have tonight's first pick. You cannot select Calhoun or Bowers, both not in the lineup, so that's great news for you. You also cannot select Rizzo or Bader.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. I'm actually going to go with, the big guys back out there. I'm going to go Giancarlo Stanton. He's in the field. He's going to get back into the mojo of the game. I'm going Giancarlo Stanton for this one. He's homering. He's going opposite field, actually, with this one. So we'll go there for Giancarlo Stanton.
Good pick.
Oh, I love that. And Dan, you have two picks. You cannot select Bowers, McKinney, Volpe, Rizzo, and now Giancarlo Stanton.
Right. I think I'm going to go with, let's take a look, LeMahieu. Maybe he worked on some things. I like him shooting one. Give me LeMahieu. And then I'll snake around and I'll go. I have next pick, right?
Yep.
I'll snake.
I was just going to say, there's at least one guy that if neither of you pick him, just a weird draft.
We're saying like Glaber, but I don't want Glaber. I want Higashioka. The thing about me, bro, I'm not conventional with my picks. From the first day I appeared on this.
You have the full benefit of the doubt.
I don't go conventional. I don't go with the obvious. I go with the underdog. I go with Jake Bowers. I go with the Jake Bowers of the worlds, but not tonight. Tonight I'm going with DJ and I'm going with Higgy.
Ooh. I like that. DJ figured it out for you, huh?
Yeah, he spent some time thinking. They put him in timeout, and he's going to bust out tonight.
I was thinking Glaber because a la BVD, and the chat also is calling for a Glaber homer. So just put a notch on that because the chat is all over Glaber. But I'm feeling Billy McKinney. I should have took him yesterday. He's a lefty. I think the stadium is calling him a little bit. I'm going Billy McKinney on this one. Homer draft. Lock it in.
You got good picks tonight. McKinney's
going to be
playing so well. You know what's kind of crazy is like the Yankees are going to have to make some really tough decisions once everyone gets healthy. It's like who's staying, who's going. Bowers, I think Bowers is here for the long haul. Oh, what happened?
Gary Sanchez homered.
Of course he did. Of course he got. He was cold for a while though. He got cold, and now hopefully he'll get hot again. But like I was saying, Bowers, I feel like is here for the long run. Would you agree with that, Joe?
I believe so, yes. I think he's more here than McKinney, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But McKinney's is a true outfielder. That's the thing. Bowers' defense is not as good as McKinney's.
Bowers is Carpenter 2.0. Like, not as hot, like, maybe in the field or just in general appearance.
They
like,
seem to actually believe hot. In his bat.
Would you say, BBD?
They seem to actually believe in Bowers' bat. Or McKinney... They're riding out of hot. It seems like they believe they're riding out a hot streak.
Yeah, I agree. Bowers seems sustainable. McKinney seems like, I don't want to say flash in the pan because that's kind of like disrespectful, but you can't look gloss over the defense, which is something that Jake and Boone were kind of getting into as well. Like a secondary little, like I wouldn't say argument, but a secondary discussion that Boone spat. And Jake were
this
having
is spat. Spat
back and forth was about like defense, like, or was it Jimmy? I think Jimmy's bringing up, hey, you should probably. You know, run prevention should be a big part of this team. And like Calhoun and Bowers are kind of like the same when it comes to fielding. So a little redundant, but now Calhoun's out. So
Calhoun's
like Bowers isn't horrible in the field, but he takes some adventurous routes to balls.
Between the two of them, there's a clear which of him or McKinney is better defensively. And that's fair to say. Unfortunately, I think we've got some time for these decisions to make themselves a little bit between now and when Judge gets back. So,
I saw Judge last night, and I offered him my big toe.
Again, he's getting toes all over the place.
He didn't say yes or no. He didn't even acknowledge me at all. But I put it out there.
Sir, a second ligament is affecting
Sounds
Aaron
good.
Judge.
Yeah, my girlfriend was like, "Can you stop yelling at the players?" I was like, "No, I'm so close; they can hear me." I do wish I was wearing the Bader shirt, though, because Bader loves looking into the crowd. Every time he runs back to the dugout from center field, he is looking at everyone in the crowd, pointing at people. He is big into that. So
I should have won Bader.
Oh, another passing.
Oh.
This is just a weird one, weird baseball story out of the Rays. Manager Kevin Cash says Wander Franco is not in the lineup tonight. And at least Friday, stemming from the way he handles frustrations and not being a better teammate.
Good grief.
Cash also stressed Franco is a good kid and will work with him to improve.
Wow.
I've never seen that. Without, like, seeing a blow up on the field or something. Maybe that happened and I'm missing that. But, whoa.
It's called disciplining young players before they get out of hand and things start getting to their head. You know, he's a top pick.
It's got the extension.
The Rays just do stuff right. You know, like it's just what it is, you know, because they have to. They can't afford not to.
Yeah.
So they're going to go ahead and they're going to teach this kid. They're going to go ahead and teach this kid a lesson and tell him that, you know, don't take this for granted, you know.
They got a pretty short leash. They extended this guy. We don't give out a lot of big contracts, a lot of extensions. Right. You're our guy for the next 8 to 10 years. You better get it right. But and also they have the luxury of they're all only 4 games up or 5 games up, but they do everything right. They're just a model franchise as much as they annoy us as Yankee fans. They just do the right thing. And who knows what he's done wrong. I'm sure Passons of the worlds. We'll get to the bottom of it, but damn, that's interesting.
Quite a headline. The over-under.
What is the over-under? What do you think the over-under is, Joe? I almost got it last night. Hit five.
I think it's going to be higher tonight. I can see it being at eight.
Ooh, disrespectful eight.
Eight and a half around there. That's what right now.
Eight is borderline disrespectful. I'll say seven and a half just to be different.
David? Seven and a half again.
Oh, my God. You're on it.
Wow. I'm a degenerate gambler. So proud of myself. Over. I'm taking the over. Yankees bats seem like they're wake up. I like this lineup. Seattle should hit a little bit. They've done like pretty much nothing in this series. Like, they're going to hit.
Their offense is weirdly bad. I mean, they have some good names in there, and I'm wondering why their offense is not – I mean, that's not my business, but I'm just saying. Like, J-Rod's in there. You have Teoscar in there. You have
Cal Raleigh.
Ty France.
All those guys had great years, like career years last year, and they're just not –
Right. I don't know. It's strange.
Sophomore slump for Julio. Teoscar is not the player he was with the Blue Jays, it seems like, or he's showing signs of flashing the pan twice in one episode. Yeah, I don't know. So maybe they break out tonight over 7.5, I'm guessing. What are you taking, Joe?
I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to go over as well. This last one, I just feel like the offense, and then there's Wu on the other side. There's going to be some sports tonight.
Okay. You got any premos? You guys seen anything? Like,
actually, I got a premonition now that you ask, my good friend. I do have one.
I think
that this is the game that's going to lock Volpe in for good so that he understands his role on the team.
Wow.
Yesterday, he got on base. The game got away from Castillo. Today, he gets on base again, gets frisky. LeMahieu is the benefactor because of it. He steals double again in the second, and maybe in his third at bat. Gets on base again, steals, and then LeMahieu base hit and gets him in. And that's how we score two more runs. And he realizes, hey, this is my role kind of on this team. I'm with that. That's my premonition. He's going to get on base twice, and DJ's going to bring him in both times.
Nice. I like that. I like that a lot. It's like a very detailed premonition, and it's a premonition that we, as Yankee fans, really need to come to fruition. My premonition isn't as positive as Joe's. Donaldson's going to strike out, and he's going to try to break the bat over his knee, and it's not going to, like, break all the way, and it's going to look silly. Sorry. It's just what I'm seeing. If you're going to break the bat over your knee, you got to do it hard. I had a kid in my college team. We bet him that he couldn't do it. And he's like, I can do it. And he did it. He tried, and it didn't budge. And he had the most nastiest bruise I've ever seen on right above his knee.
Oh, no.
Yeah, our coach got pissed. We had a run because of it, because he ended up, like, he couldn't play in a game. Like, stuff, stupid things you do when you're in college, especially JUCO college where everyone's.
Well, maybe you shouldn't do that with aluminum bats.
Well, it was wood bat. Aluminum bad. Yeah, we're not that dumb in Suffolk Community College. We were a bunch of guys that didn't have good GPAs that were pretty good at baseball, but no one's on that team to try to break an aluminum bat over your leg. It was a wood bat. Even though we didn't play at wood bats. We had like one lying around. And we were like, I bet you can't break it over your knee. And then, of course, he tried and hurt himself. And Donaldson's going to do that tonight.
Get the sweep, guys.
I'm not wearing pants.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.